Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Quite a story, Dick. Well, that was fun. And maybe it was extra fun for me because it's sort of my Friday.
It is your Friday.
Your Wednesday. Yeah. So, all good. Are you still full, by the way?
I don't know when I'll ever eat again. I am uncomfortably full.
I am too.
Jerry's grill did its work.
Yeah, I'm realizing that for three people to put a tab together at Jerry's Grill with tip of $54 is a remarkable achievement that may never be topped.
Who was the third?
Bill from Capitol Hill.
Okay.
He was in town, and it calls for a night of high treason.
High treason.
What were the orders?
We did the burger.
And fries.
Yeah, burger and fries, BLT, onion rings, omelet, the little, it was the all pork omelet, right? It had the sausage, it had the pork, and it had the bacon all in the one omelet.
We started with 3 cups of the navy bean soup with the ham hocks in it.
And then we did a mop to end things.
Our dessert was the mop.
With the biscuits and the gravy and the hash browns. And
yeah, the mop is
fried bologna.
It's 2 orders of hash browns, an order of biscuits and white sausage gravy over the hash browns, and then chunks of fried bologna scattered on top of that.
That's baloney.
That was dessert.
It seems like you're calling shenanigans on this.
No, he's just saying it's no big deal.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, like, he's just saying.
Yeah, that's what Jay and I call the first course of any time we go out.
Oh, we had gravy with the fries.
A lot
too,
of gravy.
Right. A bowl of brown gravy.
Both gravies. Fries, yeah. Both varietals of gravy.
I felt like quite the glutton. I was down, I think it was me and Zach were calling DePaul, Illinois, down in Champaign. And I want to say that it's famous. Is it Mary's or Mary Ann's down in Champaign? And I felt like a glutton because I all of a sudden, after I ordered my omelet, my hash browns, and my toast, I was like, you know, those onion rings look good.
Oh, get them. Yeah, get them.
And I did an order of onion rings, and I had never done onion rings with breakfast. Ooh. I was like, yeah.
Yep.
That's what's up.
Yeah, when in doubt, get it. If you're going to have a couple of bites, you have a couple of bites. You see if somebody else at the table might help you through something. You know, we just sort of did everything for the table. We just kept ordering and kept bringing, and we didn't leave much.
A couple of fries. We polished off the underneath. That was really all it was. We ate pretty much everything.
Connor, did you have to get yourself ready for this? Did you go like a Joey Chestnut here and just drink water all day?
No.
Did you maybe have some alcohol that sometimes can be a way to?
No, absolutely. It was the Hooten Bar before that, so it was a couple of soda pops, just a couple of things to lighten the load a little bit. But I ate healthy during the rest of the day.
You eat healthy all the time.
Your nickname
is Quinoa Jenkins.
Dick Lester, how Duncan Chud, University of Wisconsin. Yeah, I try to, but I do that so that when I have nights like I did, I feel better about the rest of life.
Yeah, there's a minimum amount of beer you need to have to make all work. These things are pieced together in proper ways.
And what time of day was this? Was this right after the show?
Evening.
No. We started about 7 o'clock. We finished about midnight.
Okay, yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah, we got together to watch the All-Star game.
It was good night.
And trade stories and information and sources.
Lies.
and engage in treason. And then we always end up where we end up. But it was a thing.
So is there a reverse of this? Is there a place that you're going to take Dan?
Probably a couple. You've been to the Wooden Nickel, so you kind of cross that off the list.
Yeah, a rough night. I had no desire to go back.
Yeah, well, it's a rough company. Those are probably a couple of places that he needs to go. Really, though, what it is for me and Dan is he needs badly to sit down and watch Arrested Development. he needs to watch the first three seasons of Arrested
Development. I'm actually shocked. I know,
and that's the thing. And I understand that it's an imposition. I get it. Like, oh, it's one more show. I don't.
No
have
one's
time.
Ready
like,
why for the Spanish imposition,
right? Nobody. Wait, how could what? You be? But that's the thing. Is like that show, old as it is, like it stays. It's got staying power, and it's right there for Dan Bernstein. Like the show was put together for the man. He needs to watch it. That's
my sister said the same thing, and she gave me the first season on DVD.
Still haven't watched it, have you?
No.
Yeah. Well, that's my windmill, man.
Yeah,
I'm just
your
gonna
sister's
keep tilting.
Like an actual authority on these types of things.
I know. She knew. She said, "You're gonna love this. You're gonna love this. It's right up your alley. It's perfect for you. You should get to know all these people and make them a part of your life."
I also feel that Dan would enjoy Archer.
You know, I watched. Oh, yeah, I did absolutely. Watch some of Archer because that was a Barry Rosner's thing. He loved it, and I like it. I like it, and I get it. It doesn't, and people have recommended Rick and Morty to me, and I've watched a couple of those, and it's trippy and fun.
Yeah, it
and
is
different.
It is,
and it takes chances, and I like that. But I don't know that I could binge on it. I could do a lot of it.
Yeah. I'm very excited that reportedly Boondocks is coming back.
Really, Uncle Ruckus.
It's a great show. I wonder. I've never known why they chose to animate it the way they chose to animate it.
Aaron Magruder. I mean,
No, I don't mean the. I don't mean the actual draw. I mean, obviously, it's his from the comics in Newsreel. But like the way those characters move, it's much more of like an anime style than it is, you know, classic. I guess like an American cartoon or whatever
because
the other style is.
Because that's what Aaron Magruder has been into.
Which is so cool that's the way they chose to do it. It's very. I don't know.
I mean, there's all sorts of stuff. Like there's a lot of the two characters. Fighting in that style.
In anime style, right.
So I dig it. I hope it's back, and I'm hoping that Academy Award winner Regina King is back on board.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Because she's just tremendous. Just tremendous.
Did you have any takeaways from anything that happened last night? Anything significant in your notes?
I don't know if anything significant happened last night. I will say that the only thing that I took from it is, man, that was nice and quick, 248.
In and out.
And you had the 16 strikeouts and all of that stuff. Had it been real at bats, the game would have taken a lot longer. I enjoyed, and I saw someone on MLB Network this morning talking about it. God, who was it? I forgot who it was. But they were saying how the Verlander Baez reminded them of the 98 All-Star game where it was Pedro. And I forget who the batter was, but Pedro was like, I'm just going to throw fastballs. And then just kept fouling it off. And he's like, okay, change up. Goodbye. And it was with Verlander, it was the slider at the end of the at-bat that got Baez out because he just kept fouling off the fastball.
I don't remember who it was in 98, but Schilling did that to A-Rod in the early 2000s, something like that. And just yelling fastball at him and gave him three high years.
You yell it to Baez, it might end up on the street. So you have them going back and forth. I dug the mic'd up stuff. Francisco Lindor is a treasure.
Really is.
He is an absolute treasure.
We knew that.
I love seeing him mic'd up. I even enjoyed Charlie Blackman being mic'd up. And it was so cool. Like, all of them were like, yeah, I'll talk to you as soon as the pitch is thrown. They would shut up and move. And it was cool to see, like, that level of attention being paid.
Could they do that in a regular game?
I don't think so. Tony, we discussed this on Stadium this morning. I think that what you do is you have guys mic'd, but you don't have the talk back element. That's the thing where in a regular season game or in a playoff game, that would bother me if I was one of those guys. I think more mics around the field to pick up some of the stuff that you could share
with
the
audience.
Yeah,
they don't want that, though. They're going to push back on that because then you get the good stuff.
Right. But, you have to figure out the stuff that you get in and what you can share versus what you can't.
Now, my all-time favorite of that a mic'd-up player during an All-Star game was Cam Ward in goal. In the NHL All-Star Game, and he's just having a conversation, and you forget that that's the goalie that's talking, and then he goes, there was a breakaway. He's like, hold on a second. He realizes the breakaway is he's in the middle of discussing it, and he goes, hold on a second, I gotta try to stop this one. And so, you know, he flashes the pad and knocks it. It's like, okay, where were we? It was awesome.
Yeah, I'm all for more access. I don't know if the baseball that is played during the regular season is as enjoyable as the baseball that was played last night.
By the way, Barry Larkin was the hitter you were looking
Barry
for.
Barry Larkin.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
Thank you, Texter. All right. Yes. All right. He's going fastball, fastball, fastball. And Barry Larkin's like, you know what? How about this? How about you try to hit this, Barry Larkin?
98 Pedro, too.
It's the equivalent of when Indiana Jones looks at the guy with the scimitar.
It pulls his gun out. And that's that. I'll have to deal with that nonsense. So what are you off for, Dan?
It is Parents Weekend up at North Star, so we are going to make the drive up to Hayward and spend a little extra time up there. The families, the relatives, my cousins, we're bringing everybody, and we got a giant house in Hayward. So we're going to make it
a score house.
It's like a score house on roids. It's going to be crazy. Well, we don't have Mitch buying us too much shampoo, though.
Well, I mean, if you asked, I'm sure that he'd make a play. I'm sure he'd do that. So, gentlemen, I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.